For the first time in program history, Southern Indiana basketball lands an all-conference Division I transfer. His name, Trey Thomas, coming from Bethune-Cookman in the SWAC. He's here on WREF. Trey Thomas, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the commitment. Thanks for
Thank
joining
you.
us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so I think I'm going to ask the first question that everyone wants to know, right? Everyone's so happy to have you. Everyone feels that USI is lucky to have you. Why did you choose USI? We know that you had some high major interest in there, but why was USI the perfect home for you?
I just, I really connected with the coaching staff right away. I feel like everything was genuine, coming from the heart, like in this day and age with, basketball, NIL and all the things like that. Nobody's really doing it to for the genuineness anymore, like in terms of just building relationships with their coaches, really having a firm trust level with them. And then, just trying to take that role, that leadership role, because I know coming here, I got to come here and, make an example right away, lead by example, change this program. They were bottom half of the conference, but, I'm trying to make it top half and, fight for that tournament ticket. So I'm just always been an underdog. So I, this ain't nothing new. Just trying to be an underdog, playing with a bunch of underdogs, and hopefully, we shock the world.
So just dig a little bit deeper on that. Is that something that you embrace? I think, objectively speaking, last year, USI finishing, like you said, bottom half of the league, a lot of people might be scared off by that. A lot of people might gravitate towards the programs that have more of a reputation of winning in Division One. Am I hearing you right? Is this actually something that attracted you to USI and trying
Yes,
to
sir.
blaze that trail?
Yes, sir. I've always been that guy to just, have a chip on my shoulder. So I don't want to go play with a team or a school that's already, you feel me? Like, already figured themselves out. They done been to the tournament a hell of times. Like, I'm trying to change the narrative for USI and for myself. Just, being an underdog. If I could take us, not I, because ain't no I team, but, if I could be a big part of the reason why we're successful, coach, that's, icing on the cake.
Trey Thomas trying to become page one on the record book for USI men's basketball. I like that. That's so exciting, man. What else is exciting about you is the numbers. They speak for themselves. More than 16 points per game in the SWAC last year at Bethune-Cookman. Like I said, the first time that USI in their young D1 history has landed an all-conference Division I transfer. So obviously a big fish. Describe your style of play for us. What's USI getting?
They're gonna get a gritty guard who just, who just wants to win at the end of the day. Like, when I step in between them lines, I just see red. Like, I'm trying to kill whoever in front of me. I'm trying to kill the other four guys, even if you're not in front of me. I'm trying to, play fast. I really feel like I can score from all three levels. So that's something you got to really watch out for, because it's not really a place on the floor where I can't score the ball. I feel like I got great vision. So I'm gonna just be able to get my guys involved, get them their looks, know when they need to have the ball in certain spots. Just, trying to really be a leader, really be a vet, because, I've been around for a minute, but most importantly, just trying to win, man. Just trying to do whatever I can to bring winning to this program, and that's going to happen for sure.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because I feel like in basketball, to a certain extent, you are what you are. You are what the numbers say you are, and you are an all-conference player at more than 16 points per game. But 2 years ago, that wasn't the case. At Hampton, you started your career there, 2 seasons as a Pirate. You scored 158 points combined in your freshman and sophomore seasons. This past year at Bethune-Cookman, 534 points. That's an unreal leap. How do you explain that jump that you took last year?
Yes. One thing I'll say, I wasn't granted the opportunity that I felt like, I deserved at Hampton, but I'm not even going to get into all that. But I just stay hungry. I stay confident. I stay in the gym. I put everything, like I said, in my shoulder and just kept the chip. And I knew my opportunity was going to come again. I just took full advantage of it when it came. And I'm going to do it again this year, but I got more to prove this year. I got even more to prove this year.
So Trey, I've been watching a little bit of tape on you now. I'm not necessarily the X's and O's guy. I'm the broadcaster. I'm the guy that's going to make you sound good when you hit those big shots. But something I noticed, I was watching your tape and I thought, wow, I've never seen a righty prefer his left
Yeah,
as much
yeah,
as you. Are you sure you're right-handed?
yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That's you definitely knowing some, because that's what you said that you got off the film.
I mean, yes, the first thing I saw was,
Yeah,
wow, you left left.
that's good takes though, because I ain't gonna lie, that's what everybody say about me. Like, all I wanna do is go left. So that's what I'm gonna work on this summer. I'm gonna work on going right so I can look like Like, can you feel me? If I'm going hard to my weak hand, and I feel like I can go better on my weak hand. If I keep working on my strong hand, it's gonna be like I'm gonna be undeniable in terms of which way you can send me. Because I really do like going left though more than right. Because I
Well,
feel like when I was younger, I was doing a lot of left hand workouts just so I could, know how to use it. And then it just became secondhand nature, and I started wanting to go left to the pull up, wanting to go left to get downhill, or go right to spin back left. I don't know. It's weird, but I'm gonna work on that right this summer for sure though.
Let's put our cards on the table now, Trey. If you are a righty, right, and your dominant hand is your right hand, and you love to go to your left, that means you don't really have a weak hand. So don't be saying that you got to work on your other hand.
Yeah.
You got two strong hands. That's
Yes, sir.
what
Yes,
I'm
sir.
saying. Now, here's the other thing I picked up on tape. Now, again, remember, I'm not Coach Gerard, and I'm not Coach Brew, I'm not Coach Aldi. I'm just a broadcaster. But it's funny because what's cool about your game is that everything took a step up last year. It wasn't just scoring, it was your passing, it was your rebounding, it was your efficiency both inside and outside the arc. Looking at your shot, and it looks a little bit atypical, your form, but I was looking at it. I mean, you're righty, you're following through with your right hand, not like me. You got to see me shoot. It's not pretty. And then you're leading with your right foot, but your right shoulder kind of closed off. Is that because you like to go to your left? I know you just notice you like the step back with the left. Is
My
that
jumper has
what throws
always
you
been
off a
like,
little bit?
my jumper has always been kind of unique. Like, I don't think it's not, it has something really to do with going left. It's just, that's just how I feel like I grew up shooting and then I mastered it. So I never really looked back, like, in terms of just, having my feet squared. Like, my feet don't always be square. I can shoot shots with my feet unbalanced and they'll still go in. But it's like, I've been working so long with shooting like that, that it's secondhand nature. But I do feel like I need to, for the next level, just change my feet in a little bit. Like, my form is there, everything else is there. I'm just talking about the left, right into the shot, like square feet and not turn it to the side. Cause, I have a habit of turning them to the side, but it worked for me, so I don't know. I
No,
ain't never really,
hey man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not
yeah, I ain't never
questioning it.
really
I'm
fixed it
just
because it wasn't
wondering where
broke.
it came from. It's pretty cool. And you know, that's the thing. That's what's cool about basketball, right? Is that everyone does it differently. Everyone has these different influences, right? You're watching this guy or that guy. Who was your greatest basketball influence growing up? You're watching the NBA
Kobe
on
Bryant.
Kobe.
And I say Kobe just, it just was because of the mindset he had. And I feel like that's the reason why I go so hard in terms of, just my work ethic and things like that. It's because I grew up watching Kobe, being the first one in the gym, last one to leave, waking up 5 a.m. And just his mindset in terms of, they could be down five with 2 minutes left. Kobe would take every shot and put the L on his back if it was a loss, but he'll also take the credit for the win as well in terms of like, he'll take the good with the bad. Kobe, put all the pressure on him because he felt like that's what he worked for. And his mentality was just, it was so killer. Like, I got Mamba mentality tatted on me just because of
Well,
Kobe.
I like it. I mean, that's what the USI fans are looking for, and I tell you
Yeah.
that. I mean, that's going to play nice in the OVC, no doubt. I want to ask you a little bit more about Southern Indiana and your commitment in a moment, but now maybe this is a loaded question. I'll ask it anyway. I feel like in my time, I talk to student athletes every day. I'm around student athletes, not just USI, every single day, and I feel like to a certain degree, you got to be born with it, right? And you were clearly born with some God-given ability. But then it's a question of what are you going to do with it? And that's kind of the Mamba mentality thing in its own right? So Kobe,
Yes, sir.
obviously, he had the God-given ability, but what did he do with it? He's in the gym all the
He
time.
was
He's
in the gym, yeah.
I feel that from you a little bit, and I'm kind of building off of what you're saying about Kobe as your greatest influence. Why is basketball something that you love? I know that you're good at it, and a lot of people play because they happen to be good. But why is it that you decided to dedicate yourself to the game to maximize your potential?
I fell in love with it at a young age, just watching on the TV screen, watching my brother when he was, my brother stopped playing basketball, but when he was playing basketball, he was playing like, rec leagues and things like that. I was a little younger, so I'm on the sideline with the ball in my hand, just, watching, observing it, taking it all in. I felt like I've been around it since I was a kid, so I had no choice but, to fall in love with it. And then once I realized that I could really be something with it, like in terms of being a professional, I just never looked back, especially knowing like where I come from, how the DMV is. It's like if you ain't really rapping or playing basketball, It's not really much out here. I mean, yeah, you can go get you a good job. I'm not gonna say you can't get you a good job, but a lot of the young boys my age nowadays, they not really looking to get jobs, man. They not out here trying to, you know, be bad influences. And I never wanted to have that route. So I always had basketball as my outlet in terms of just anything I'm going through, I put it all into basketball.
So
I feel like I'm
when did you realize that this could be your future and that it was going to be your future? When did that?
seventh grade. Seventh grade.
Okay.
Seventh grade, I reclassed, played with Team Loaded. I don't know, I started just killing. Like, I'm talking about going to AAU tournaments. We winning the tournaments. I'm averaging 25. This is against high level competition, like the Thompson Twins. Like, I done played against them all. And this is before I knew who they were, but you know, knowing that they were pros, they're pros now, and they were pros back then, it gave me the confidence to be like, I could do the same thing. Like, if I really just put the time into it, I can do the same thing.
Again, Trey Thomas here on WREF talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana, the first D1 all-conference transfer in program history. It's obviously a big get for the Screaming Eagles. What about USI outside of the coaches? You mentioned how the coaches that they're a little bit more old school and not just transactional NIL, whatever. But what about USI, whether it be the facilities or the campus or the rest of the roster that really sold you on coming here?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The facilities are beautiful. Like the weight room, the gym, the cafeteria, the locker room. It's all a step up from what I've been used to. So, you know, and I'm a big fish in a small pond. So I'm not really worried about, you know, the names and things like that. I just want a facility that I can ultimately see myself getting better at. And USI has the perfect facilities for me to get better every day, for me to eat good, you know. I feel like it's an out the way place. Like, it's not too in the mix of things, and it's just somewhere I can go and really focus, really lock in, and really, you know, take care of what I got to take care of for the time I'm out there.
Hey, Trey, one of the first things that you mentioned was the idea of taking this team to the tournament. And to your point, you didn't say just me, no I in team, but you alluded to it. Hey, let's go to the tournament, right? And now this team can, with the NCAA eligibility being bumped up 1 year. Would you have entertained USI if not for tournament eligibility, if they were still ineligible? Would you go?
That's a good question. I probably wouldn't, only because I just know how much exposure the NCAA tournament can bring you. But knowing that now we're eligible for it and things like that, it was like an icing on the cake, because something that has never been done before can be done, and I would be a part of history. It's like no better feeling. Like it's a legendary feeling. So I'm gonna do whatever I can. I'm gonna try to be a leader in the most positive ways, and just stay in the gym, show my teammates that this is all we need to do is stay in the gym. And if we just, you know, practice hard, compete hard, I feel like we could really have a chance to, you know, punch our ticket. I've been doing my homework on this league. Very good league. Ja Morant was in this league, right?
Yep.
When he was at Murray State. Yeah, very good league, but definitely a winnable league. Like, definitely a winnable league where we could, you know, be underdogs, shock the world, punch the ticket.
I think you guys played an OVC team last year, I think, right? Bethune-Cookman. I could be wrong.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. We played Big Ten, Big 12,
Well, that's
and
true. I mean,
AAC.
you did play a loaded
AAC.
roster. There's no
Yeah.
doubt. You guys played a lot of those games. You averaged more than 12 points per game against that high major competition. So you're not shying away from
The
those.
moment, yeah. Yeah, I'm
So,
not shying away from it.
what was it like in playing in games like those? And obviously, that's a stage that I'm sure that USI, I'm not going to speak for the coaches, I'm sure they were impressed by what you did in the SWAC, but maybe sold by what you did against those Power Four teams.
The stage was definitely great. Like, just being able to get that experience at those type of schools was definitely lovely, being able to play on that floor. But what I would say about me is I've always been that guy that, you know, performed when the lights were the brightest. Like, 'cause I put in so much dirty work, so much grind when nobody were around, when the cameras weren't on, that for moments like those, it's like I light up, my eyes light up. Like, and I got full advantage, and that's what I did most of them games. You know, I gave Minnesota 20, USF 20, and we won. West Virginia 14. I think the only game I really struggled with Virginia. I only had five, but I just didn't shoot the ball well that game. But really, just it's a confidence thing at that level, a confidence thing and the strength. They're a little stronger, but if you can master physicality and you know just stay confident, they bleed just how you feel me? They bleed just how low major, mid major schools bleed. Just you gotta take advantage of the opportunity.
Look, you're coming from the DMV. You've been playing against high caliber competition your entire life. Now, here's where I'm going with this, all right? I did my research. I know that one of your buddies, Chase Davis, played at Maryland Eastern Shore with now a teammate of yours at USI and Cardell Bailey. Have you communicated with your friend about Cardell, your new teammate? Is that something that
Nah,
you two plan on
I'm
discussing?
gonna do that definitely today. I didn't even know.
See that? That's what I do. I do my research.
Cardell Bailey, I think coaching them did tell me something about an Eastern Shore commit. So I
Cardell
know about that, but I don't know personally about him though. But I'll definitely start, doing my homework on my teammates and trying to get to know them. 'Cause that's a big part of winning as well. You have to be genuinely bought in with your teammates. Like y'all have to have a real brotherhood. It can't be no slick animosity, because that's another thing. Like, I've been around for like the last 2, 3 years. Like, I don't know if the teammates really had the best interest for each other. Like, my past, like Hampton, for sure. I don't even know if we had, real interest for each other in terms of doing well and cooking on the court. There was a lot of just, animosity, and I don't want that to be here. I want this to be a real brotherhood. I want everybody to be happy for each other, because that's the biggest thing. If everybody's happy for each other and everybody want to see each other do well, at the end of the day, we can't lose, because it might not be my night every night. It might not be Cardell's night every night. It might be a big man's night, or it might be somebody coming off the bench. And we just got to be happy for whoever it is, as long as, it impacts winning.
I think every team in the country with the transfer portal and NIL, those are different factors that make it more difficult to cultivate that culture, right? So you've been in cultures that, now to your point, maybe weren't the most positive atmospheres and environments. So you probably know, how do you avoid that? I mean, easier said than done, right? You're talking to me about what it ought to be, everyone being happy for each other, but how do you actually build that and avoid the poor culture?
I mean, it starts with, leadership. Somebody has to, take accountability, and I feel like I'll be one of the guys to do that, but somebody has to take accountability and really just have everybody bought in. Bring everybody together, whether it's in the gym or we all meet up at the crib or whatever the case may be. But we all have to know what the main goal is, why we all came here. The main goal is to go to the NCAA tournament. And nothing should be bigger than that. Nothing should be more important than that. And nobody should have, I mean, there's nothing wrong with individual goals. I'm the first to tell you I have individual goals, but the individual goals should not get in the way of what we're trying to do as a program for USI. We're trying to make history. If we go to the tournament, we all look good. We all look good. It don't matter who averaged 20, who averaged 8, who averaged 4. We go to the tournament, we're all legendary. So I'm just going to try to, let them know that in terms of just the tournament changes your lives, about your life. So if we get there, our lives will change. It don't matter who does what. We just got to be bought in. We got to be happy for each other. You got to be a real brotherhood. And I'm going to make that known every day. If I feel like the vibe is off, I'm going to, be the leader to step up and tell everybody to be held accountable. They got to hold me accountable too. I got to be held accountable too. I don't want to just hold everybody accountable and nobody holds me accountable. It has to be a real team thing. Like, we have to all hold each other accountable. And that's when I feel like we'll be ready for that NCAA tournament. Because hunger-wise and just being hungry for it, I feel like we have a bunch of guys that will be hungry on that court. So we just match hunger and fire with fuel and just playing the right way, we'll be fine.
I know they got someone who's hungry right here, and Trey Thomas. Again, he's here on WREF talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana from Bethune-Cookman All-SWAC last year. And Trey, let's go back to your game. That's the exciting thing about your commitment, right? The USI fans getting amped because if USI gets last year's version of you, you are immediately a plug-and-play, ready to succeed player. But we know off of what we've heard from you, you got that Mamba mentality, that dog, that chip on your shoulder, that you're not bringing
Yes,
last
sir.
year's Trey Thomas. You're bringing in improved Trey Thomas. You're working. I know
Yeah,
you're
I'm bringing in a better
running.
Trey Thomas for sure.
All right. So what's going to be the main difference between last year and this upcoming year? What are you trying to improve upon and grow in your game?
Just trying to get bigger. Definitely want to get bigger, stronger, get a little more explosive, playing above the rim. Like, because I feel like I get downhill so effortlessly, I got to start playing above the rim. Because the level I want to go to, everything can't be, a crafty layup or, you feel me? A layup where I got to, put finesse on it. Sometimes I got to play above the rim. Sometimes I got to, test my defenders. And I feel like if I just work on my explosiveness, getting that weight room this summer, run some hills, get in the pool work, jump tires, I'll be ready for sure. But that's one thing about me. I always put in like a schedule for my summertime work, and I gotta follow through on it. So this summer I have a schedule in place. I'm gonna, follow through on it every day and knock it out. Trying to get bigger, trying to get faster, trying to get stronger. I feel like on the court, in terms of like skill, I would say just getting my 3-point percentage up just a little more, being a little more efficient from the 3-point line. I feel like my downhill game, I'm gonna get downhill against whoever. My midi game is there, just trying to continue, just sharpen my jump shot, keep my handle on the string. But I really think the biggest thing for me this year is just getting bigger, like gaining about 10 pounds muscle, and just getting more explosive. If I get more explosive and bigger, world of trouble.
Yeah, word of warning for the rest of the OVC. Trey Thomas is here. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's poised for an NCAA tournament bid. Trey, you're the man. Really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on the commitment. Enjoy it. It's a big deal for you, big deal for your family, and certainly
Yes,
a
sir.
massive deal for your new family and that Southern Indiana basketball. Everyone's really excited.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, my guy.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. You're listening to USI Men's Basketball Series, continuing their roster construction right here on WREF.